Have you ever felt incomplete, as if something essential was missing from your life? This profound feeling of absence is exactly what Shel Silverstein explores in his deceptively simple yet philosophically rich picture book, The Missing Piece. Published in 1976, this minimalist masterpiece has become a cultural touchstone, beloved by children and adults alike. The book has found its way onto the bookshelves of celebrities like Oprah Winfrey, who has cited it as one of her favorite works of philosophical literature. Beyond entertainment, it has been used in therapy sessions, philosophy courses, and self-help seminars worldwide. Through simple line drawings and sparse text, Silverstein created a work that continues to resonate deeply across generations, offering profound insights about the human condition and our perpetual quest for completion. At the heart of this tale is a circle with a wedge-shaped section missing, an incomplete being who believes that finding its missing piece will bring happiness and fulfillment. This circle isn't just any geometric shape, it's a powerful metaphor for the human condition. The circle's incompleteness represents our own perceived inadequacies and the gaps we feel in our lives. We all carry this sense of something missing, perhaps a relationship, career achievement, material possession, or spiritual connection that we believe will make us whole. The circle's dissatisfaction with its current state mirrors our own restlessness. How often do we find ourselves thinking, "I'll be happy when," or "my life would be complete if only I had"? This is the fundamental human condition that Silverstein captures so elegantly. The circle's initial unhappiness stems not from any external circumstance, but from its perception of being incomplete. This reflects our tendency to locate the source of our happiness outside ourselves, in some missing element we must acquire. The circle's journey begins with a simple yet profound decision. Rather than remaining stationary and lamenting its incompleteness, it chooses action. It was missing a piece and was not happy, so it set off in search of its missing piece. This active pursuit of fulfillment, rather than passive acceptance of dissatisfaction, represents the human drive towards self-improvement and completion. The circle's determination reminds us that seeking fulfillment is a fundamental aspect of human nature. We are, by design, seekers and strivers. As the circle rolls along, it sings a song about looking for its missing piece, a simple, repetitive tune that becomes its mantra and purpose. This song represents the narratives we create about what we're seeking and why we're seeking it. We all have these internal songs, stories we tell ourselves about what will make us complete and how our lives will improve once we find that missing element. One of the most profound insights in this story emerges through the circle's method of movement. Because of its incomplete shape, the circle cannot roll quickly or smoothly. Instead, it moves at a deliberate, unhurried pace through the world. This limitation, what might initially appear to be a disadvantage, actually enables rich experiences that would otherwise be impossible. Because it was incomplete, it rolled slowly enough to talk to worms, smell flowers, and sometimes pass beetles or be passed by them. This passage reveals a paradoxical truth. Our perceived incompleteness, which we often view as a deficiency to be remedied, may actually be the very thing that allows us to experience life's richness and beauty. The incomplete circle's slow pace permits meaningful connections with the world around it. It can pause to engage in conversation with worms, appreciate the fragrance of flowers, and observe the unhurried movements of beetles. These small, ordinary moments, the kind we often rush past in our hurry to reach some imagined state of completion, become sources of joy and meaning precisely because the circle cannot move quickly. This aspect of the story challenges our cultural obsession with efficiency, speed, and productivity. We live in a society that values getting things done quickly, reaching destinations promptly, and achieving goals rapidly. But Silverstein gently suggests that there might be wisdom in slowness, in the inability to rush, in the forced mindfulness that comes with limitation. The circle's journey takes it through the full spectrum of natural experiences. Baking in the sun, cooling in the rain, freezing in snow, then warming again. These changing conditions represent life's inevitable cycles and seasons. The circle doesn't avoid difficult conditions or seek only pleasant ones. It experiences everything the journey offers, both comfortable and uncomfortable. This acceptance of life's full range of experiences stands in contrast to our common tendency to seek only positive experiences while avoiding negative ones. The scope of the circle's journey is remarkably expansive, unfolding across a tapestry of diverse landscapes and challenging terrains. It travels over oceans, through swamps and jungles, up and down mountains, never abandoning its search despite the physical and emotional demands each new environment presents. This global odyssey symbolizes the breadth of human experience and the extraordinary lengths to which we'll go in pursuit of what we believe will complete us, whether that completion takes the form of love, success, understanding, or purpose. The diverse landscapes the circle traverses represent the multifaceted domains of human experience. Relationships, career paths, spiritual traditions, geographical locations, creative pursuits, and intellectual endeavors that we explore in our own quests for fulfillment. Some seek completion through romantic relationships, building families and deep connections. Others find their path through professional achievement, climbing corporate ladders or building enterprises from scratch. Still others pursue artistic expression, channeling their search through music, painting, or writing. Many explore spiritual practices, from meditation to religious devotion, while some chase material success through wealth accumulation or status symbols. The circle's persistence is particularly noteworthy and deeply resonant with the human experience. Despite encountering numerous obstacles, treacherous waters, dense forests, steep cliffs, and weathering countless disappointments, it never abandons its search. This resilience mirrors the human capacity to recover from setbacks and continue pursuing meaningful goals, despite seemingly insurmountable difficulties. When the circle falls into holes or bumps into stone walls, metaphors for the inevitable obstacles we all encounter, from failed relationships to career setbacks to personal losses, it simply continues rolling, adapting its path but maintaining its fundamental purpose. This unwavering persistence raises important questions about the fine line between determination and obsession. When does healthy perseverance become unhealthy fixation? The circle's single-minded focus on finding its missing piece could be interpreted either as admirable dedication or as a form of tunnel vision that prevents it from recognizing alternative forms of fulfillment. This mirrors our own struggles with knowing when to persist and when to pivot, whether in a challenging relationship, a struggling business venture, or a long-held dream that may need reimagining. The journey also highlights how our search for completeness often leads us to unexpected places and experiences we never would have encountered otherwise. Like the circle rolling through unfamiliar territories, our quests for fulfillment frequently take us far beyond our comfort zones, introducing us to new perspectives, cultures, and ways of being that enrich our lives, regardless of whether we find what we initially sought. Throughout its journey, the circle meets various potential pieces that might fill its gap. These encounters mirror our own experiences of evaluating potential sources of fulfillment, whether relationships, career opportunities, or lifestyle choices, and determining whether they truly fit our needs. Some pieces immediately declare themselves unsuitable. One piece declared it wasn't anybody's missing piece. This represents those possibilities we encounter that clearly communicate their unavailability or incompatibility. In relationships, this might be someone who directly states they're not interested or ready for commitment. In career terms, it might be a position that explicitly requires qualifications we don't possess. Other pieces prove wrong for more subtle reasons: too small, too big, too sharp, or too square. These mismatches represent the more nuanced incompatibilities we discover only through experience. A relationship might seem promising initially, but prove incompatible due to differing values or life goals. A career path might appear ideal, but ultimately fail to engage our authentic talents or interests. The circle's experience with pieces that initially seem right but ultimately don't work out is particularly poignant. Once it found what seemed perfect but didn't hold tightly enough and lost it. This represents those opportunities or relationships that appear ideal but lack the necessary stability or commitment to endure. We've all experienced the disappointment of something promising that simply doesn't last. Equally instructive is the opposite scenario. Another time it held too tightly and broke the piece. This represents our tendency to sometimes grasp too desperately at what we think will complete us, ultimately damaging the very thing we hoped would bring fulfillment. How often do we cling too tightly to relationships, jobs, or identities, only to find that our desperate grip destroys what might have otherwise been beneficial? After many adventures and disappointments, the circle eventually finds a piece that fits perfectly into its gap. This moment represents the achievement of a long-sought goal, finding the relationship, career, achievement, or possession we believed would make us complete. Eventually, the circle found a piece that fit perfectly. This simple statement captures the elation of finally attaining what we've been seeking, the perfect job offer after countless rejections, the ideal relationship after years of searching, or the achievement that crowns years of effort. The initial feeling is one of triumph and satisfaction. The quest has been successful, the goal achieved. With its missing piece in place, the circle becomes a complete circle, and this transformation changes everything about how it moves through the world. Now complete, it rolled faster than ever before. This newfound speed represents the efficiency and momentum that can come with achieving our goals. When we finally secure what we believe we've been missing, whether it's a relationship, financial security, or professional recognition, we often experience a surge of energy and capability. But this increased speed comes with unexpected consequences. The circle discovers that it now moves too fast to talk to worms, smell flowers, or let butterflies land. This profound observation reveals the hidden cost of the circle's newfound completeness. It can no longer engage with the world in the rich, intimate way it once did. The very experiences that brought joy and meaning during the journey are now impossible because of its perfect wholeness. This paradox strikes at the heart of human experience. Often, when we achieve what we thought would make us complete, we discover that our new state brings unexpected limitations. The executive position, with its prestige and salary, may leave no time for family or self-care. The perfect relationship might require compromises in personal freedom or individual pursuits. The achievement of wealth might isolate us from authentic connections. Perhaps the most poignant revelation comes when the circle realizes that being complete meant it could no longer sing. The circle's song, its expression of longing and purpose, was possible only because of the very gap it sought to fill. This represents one of life's most profound paradoxes. Our creative energy, our drive, and our deepest expressions often emerge precisely from our sense of incompleteness. The very essence of human striving, it seems, is intimately connected to our awareness of what's missing or incompleteness in our lives. Throughout history, countless works of art, music, literature, and innovation have emerged from human longing, questioning, and searching. Would Vincent van Gogh have created his Starry Nights without his inner turmoil? Would Beethoven have composed his magnificent symphonies without his struggles? Would great social movements have emerged without a sense that something was profoundly missing from society? Consider Leonard Cohen's famous line, "There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in," suggesting that imperfection itself is the source of beauty and enlightenment. The civil rights movement arose from incompleteness and justice, women's suffrage from inequality and representation, and scientific discoveries from gaps in our understanding. The circle's inability to sing once it becomes complete suggests that conventional notions of completion may actually diminish us in unexpected ways. When we achieve what we think will make us whole, we may lose the very qualities that made our journey meaningful. Curiosity, creativity, openness to experience, and the capacity for wonder. This phenomenon is visible in various contexts. Artists who lose their creative edge after achieving commercial success. Entrepreneurs who lose their innovative drive after building successful companies. Or spiritual seekers who find their quest less meaningful once they believe they found all the answers. This loss of song represents a profound existential crisis. The circle has achieved what it thought it wanted, completion, only to discover that this completion has silenced an essential part of itself. This mirrors the disillusionment many people experience upon achieving long-sought goals, only to find that the achievement doesn't bring the fulfillment they expected and may actually diminish their sense of purpose or meaning. We see this in retirees who feel lost without their work, athletes who struggle after reaching their ultimate goal, or individuals who attain material success only to find themselves questioning their life's direction. The paradox extends beyond individual achievement to societal progress. In our quest for certainty, efficiency, and completion, we risk losing the very elements that make life rich and meaningful. The questions that drive us forward, the challenges that shape our character, and the mysteries that inspire our wonder. Perhaps true wisdom lies not in seeking completion, but in learning to embrace and draw strength from our incompleteness, finding harmony in the tension between what is and what could be. The circle's response to this crisis constitutes the story's most radical and thought-provoking moment. Realizing this, it stopped rolling, gently set the piece down, and slowly rolled away, resuming its song about looking for its missing piece. This pivotal scene, rendered with deceptive simplicity, carries profound implications about the nature of fulfillment and personal growth. This decision represents a philosophical choice of extraordinary courage. The circle deliberately returns to a state of incompleteness after experiencing completion. The moment echoes ancient wisdom traditions that emphasize the value of emptiness and space. Like a Japanese Zen garden where empty space is as important as the rocks and plants, or a piece of music where the silences are as crucial as the notes, the circle's gap becomes not a deficiency, but an essential feature of its being. This choice fundamentally challenges our deeply ingrained cultural narratives about success, completion, and happiness. We're taught from an early age to pursue completion, the perfect relationship, the ideal career, financial security, social status, the flawless body, as the guaranteed path to fulfillment. The circle's choice suggests an alternative wisdom. Perhaps true fulfillment lies not in filling all our gaps, but in accepting and even embracing our incompleteness. This resonates with psychological concepts like the growth mindset, which values development and learning over achievement of fixed goals. By gently setting down the piece that perfectly fits its gap, the circle makes a profound statement about values and priorities. It values its song, its creative expression and authentic voice, more than conventional completeness. It values rich experience, talking to worms, smelling flowers, noticing beetles, more than speed and efficiency. The circle discovers that completion, while seemingly perfect, can lead to a kind of death of possibility. In choosing incompleteness, it chooses life itself, with all its messiness, uncertainty, and wonder. The circle's resumption of its song about looking for its missing piece might initially seem paradoxical or even absurd. If it has deliberately chosen incompleteness, why continue searching? But this apparent contradiction contains a deeper truth. Perhaps the search itself, the journey, the questioning, the openness to possibility, is what gives life its essential meaning, not the achievement of some final state of completion. This mirrors existentialist philosophy's emphasis on becoming rather than being, and the idea that life's meaning lies in the quest itself rather than any destination. The circle's choice illustrates that true wisdom might lie not in achieving perfection, but embracing our inherent incompleteness as a source of vitality, creativity, and growth. Its song becomes not a lament for what's missing, but a celebration of the eternal dance between seeking and finding, question and answer, journey and destination. The Circle's journey offers profound wisdom for our own lives. First, it invites us to reconsider our relationship with our perceived incompleteness. Rather than viewing our gaps and limitations solely as problems to be solved, we might recognize how they enable unique experiences and perspectives. Our missing pieces, whether they're unfulfilled desires, unresolved questions, or areas of growth, may be precisely what allow us to engage with life in rich and meaningful ways. Second, the story challenges us to examine what we might be sacrificing in our pursuit of conventional completeness. Are we moving so quickly toward our goals that we're missing conversations with worms and the fragrance of flowers along the way? Are we so focused on filling our gaps that we've silenced our songs, our authentic expressions and purposes? Third, the Circle's journey reminds us that incompatibility is not failure. The pieces that were too big, too small, too sharp, or too square weren't wrong. They simply weren't right for this particular circle. Similarly, the relationships, jobs, or paths that don't work for us aren't evidence of our inadequacy. They're simply not our fit. This perspective can help us approach life's disappointments with greater equanimity and less self-judgment. Finally, the Circle's radical choice to set down its perfect piece challenges us to consider whether conventional notions of success and completion align with our deepest values. What songs might we be silencing in our pursuit of what society defines as completion? What rich experiences might we be sacrificing for speed and efficiency? Perhaps the most liberating insight from this deceptively simple story is that we have a choice. Like the Circle, we can choose how we relate to our incompleteness. We can desperately seek to fill all our gaps, or we can learn to roll with them, allowing them to slow us down enough to notice the worms and flowers and beetles that make life rich. We can recognize that our songs, our creative expressions, our questions, our longings emerge precisely from the spaces that remain unfilled. In a culture obsessed with achievement, perfection, and filling every gap, the Circle's choice to embrace incompleteness is revolutionary. It suggests that wholeness might not mean having no gaps, but rather living fully and authentically with the gaps we have. Perhaps true fulfillment lies not in becoming complete in conventional terms, but in making peace with our incompleteness and discovering the unique gifts it offers. The Circle's decision to resume its search after deliberately choosing incompleteness reveals another layer of wisdom, the cyclical nature of human seeking. By the end of the story, the Circle is back where it started, incomplete and searching, but with a crucial difference. Now, its search is informed by the knowledge that completion, at least in conventional terms, may not be what it truly desires. This transformed search represents a more mature approach to life's journey. The Circle no longer seeks its missing piece out of simple unhappiness with incompleteness, but from a place of having experienced both states and made a conscious choice. Its resumed song about looking for its missing piece now carries layers of meaning and wisdom that weren't present at the beginning. This cyclical pattern mirrors how human growth often works. We seek something, attain it, discover its limitations, let it go, and begin seeking again, but at a higher level of understanding. Each cycle of seeking and finding contributes to our wisdom, even if we appear to be covering similar ground. The Circle's journey also illustrates the difference between attachment and engagement. Initially, the Circle was attached to the idea of finding its missing piece, fixated on a particular outcome it believed would bring happiness. By the end, it has shifted to engagement with the process itself, appreciating the journey with all its adventures, connections, and songs. This shift from attachment to engagement represents a profound spiritual insight found in many wisdom traditions. Buddhism teaches that suffering comes from attachment to specific outcomes, while liberation comes from engaging fully with life as it unfolds. The Bhagavad Gita advises focus on action without attachment to results. Christian mysticism speaks of surrendering outcomes to God while remaining fully present to each moment. The circle's journey embodies this wisdom. It learns to value the search itself, with all its conversations with worms, fragrant flowers, and encounters with beetles, rather than fixating on the destination of completeness. This doesn't mean abandoning purpose or direction. The circle still rolls forward and still sings about its missing piece, but its relationship with the search has fundamentally changed. Perhaps this is the most profound teaching of this seemingly simple story, that fulfillment may not come from achieving some final state of completion, but from engaging authentically with life's journey, embracing our incompleteness, valuing the experiences our gaps make possible, and singing our songs with full voice as we roll along, imperfectly but authentically, through the world.